and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Final score on another big win for Simpson, and truly, truly incredible on the victory here tonight as we gave you the final stats, and they kind of just erased right in front of me on the score sheet, but Estella Gutierrez was probably our player of the game. North of 20 points, was unbelievable offensively. And, I mean, what a incredible game for a team that didn't play all that well, taking care of the ball, but other than that, was nearly perfect and did a great job getting defensive rebounds in the half court defensively. And a huge, huge win for the Simpson Redhawks women's basketball team. Now 4-1 in conference. They will move ahead of UC Merced with the win because of the head-to-head victory. And they now 12-7 overall. And again, they knock off Merced, who was the 22nd-ranked team in the country and have won 11 straight contests. Kudos to Coach Derek Pringle and his entire team and staff. I mean, what an unbelievable win. All right, now it's time to transition into the men's game. We will take a break and come back, and we'll talk about what's going to happen here tonight for the men's basketball team. 4-0 in conference play, looking to remain perfect in the CalPAC, coming in receiving votes for the first time in program history after Monday's polls came out in the NAIA. We'll take a break and come back. Men's basketball coming up on KCNR 1460.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
We plow so
4-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and 5-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back here to Simpson Basketball on your radio dial. The Red Hawks now will switch over to the men's side as the Simpson University men's basketball team coming in, receiving votes for the first time in program history. 10-5 overall, 4-0 in conference play. They take on UC Merced. 8-8 overall, 1-3 in the CalPAC. Simpson played unbelievable on Thursday night, led by as much as 38 against Pacific Union, a team that, if you look at the matchups, Merced lost to PUC by 2 in PUC, 59-57. The main difference between these two teams, the Simpson likes to run fast-paced style of basketball up at 81 points per game. Merced likes to slow it down and run more half-court style at 68 points per game. And that's the main difference between these two clubs, as we will slowly try to get the starting lineups in a moment. But for Simpson in the last couple games, it's been primarily Their offense has been red hot, 4-0 in conference, as I mentioned, and they have been playing extremely well, especially on their home floor, winning the last three all in the Grant Center. But tonight they head out on the road and take on this Merced team that defends extremely well. One of the top defensive teams in the nation. They like to keep it low scoring, but I think if the Redhawks can play their style of basketball, get out in the break, a very good chance to come away with the victory here tonight. Todd Franklin, in his second season already, has turned this program around and made it a winning one. 10-5 this year. They won 11 games last year. It's the second time in program history that the Redhawks have had back-to-back 10-win seasons on the men's side. So, Simpson has gotten very good performances as of late from multiple players. We will see if we continue to see that here tonight. The bench has been good. The starters have been good. And I imagine the Redhawks looking to be 5-0 in conference. They're in first place right now in the Cal Pack at 4-0. We will take a break. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the tip-off. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for.
Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Starting lineups for tonight's game are brought to you by David Van Dyke and Merrill Lynch. We'll start with Merced. They do not have a score above 10 points per game, but their leading scorer, Aaron Laughlin, out tonight. Their starting lineup, Ryan Haywood, the junior guard from Chino, California, at 6'3", Seth Cobb, Branson Garcia, Ronnie Kozak, Cole Tyra. They're coached by Kevin Pham in his fourth season, assistant coach Brian Jones and Michael Sanchez. Simpson, Jalen Cooper, JT Branch, Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, and John Manjom. Is the tip from between Branch and Kozak is tipped out of bounds off the hands of Branch, and it'll start Bobcats basketball. A low-scoring team in Merced, they'll take on one of the highest-scoring teams in the league against Simpson. This Cole Tyra will be controlling, picked up by Jalen Cooper. Tyra feeds to the left angle, now to Seth Cobb with Blake Trent on him. Cobb now awaits, feeds to Garcia straight away to the right side, Tyra. Now to Ronnie Kozak. Dribble handoff to Haywood. Haywood looking to keep it alive. Out to Cobb. Rocks into a three. He pops out. Manjom tips it to Aaron Berry. And here comes Simpson up the floor. Cooper speeds into the front court. Drops to Berry. Deep three-point range. Right back to Cooper as they set it up offensively. Aaron Berry. Left angle. Blake Trent feeds now to Cooper. Cooper comes off a screen to his right. Feeds John Manjom. Skip pat, or a little skip into the paint. It counts. And a foul. And a chance for another at the free throw line. The little pick and roll there, and the nice feed from Jalen Cooper, who is the leading assist man. Picks up his first of the evening is John Manjom with the opening bucket. Manjom's free throw, it pops out, looks good, and rolls out. Rebound is controlled by Ryan Haywood, who feeds to Tyra, the point guard. Brings it across the timeline near the midcourt logo. Now feeds Ryan Haywood straight away. Far side now to Seth Cobb. Puts on the floor once to out to Haywood. Haywood right back to Branson Garcia. They're moving it from right to left well, but way out on the perimeter. Tyra off a pick. Out to Cobb now. Again in three-point range. Garcia skip past Haywood. Simpson skips it. Good defense. Haywood looks down. Cole Tyra stutter step. Spins 2 seconds. Here's a catch and fire three. No. Manjom tips the rebound to Branch, who now throws it into Jalen Cooper. Good defense again by Simpson. Cooper, dribble handoff to Berry, out to Blake Trent, thought about it in deep three-point range. They're right on him from deep from beyond the arc. Trent now catches on the left angle off the feed from Cooper. Now JT Branch with his back to the basket. Skip pass to Aaron Berry. Puts it on the floor twice. Dumps off down, jam down low. Manjom lays it in. Another nice setup. 4-0 are scored. Simpson with the early lead. Thursday, they started off very hot. 2 of 2 to start this evening. Red Hawks lead by four, excuse me, less than 2 minutes gone by. Ryan Haywood comes off the screen to his right to the corner to Cole Tyra, feeds it right back. Garcia now skipping it to Seth Cobb, left angle. Cobb comes off a pick. Hesitation dribble with the left hand, spinning inside. Passes taken away by Manjom on the steal. Simpson looking to add on to their lead. Berry back to Cooper. And Cooper now will set it up for Simpson. Berry on the baseline, looking down low to Blake Trent. Right back to Berry. Nothing going this offensive possession. Simpson trying to get something As they get it now down low to JT Branch. Steps into a 17-footer fading away. Oh, my. It hit every part of the rim but popped out. Kozak with the rebound. Tyra up the floor for the Bobcats. Comes off the screen to his left. Heads beautifully. Now stays attacking to Seth Cobb. Back to Kozak. Ryan Haywood jabs right. Goes left. Gets inside to Tyra to the corner. Baseline. Cobb for three. Yes. Seth Cobb, the 6'5 sophomore from Pleasanton, puts the Bobcats on the board. 4-3, our score here early on. Simpson with the lead. Barry straight away to Jalen Cooper. Jabs right, goes left. Cut off by Tyra. Now attacks, gets inside. Out to Blake Trent. He'll try to answer. Nope, he keeps it now to John Manjohn. Back to the basket. Goes up, little left-hand half hook is good. And John Manjohn has all 6 points for Simpson here in the first 3 minutes. Red Hawks lead 6-3. Cole Tyra now. With Cooper on him to Haywood right near the midcourt logo. They're running their offense from way beyond the arc. Cobb very nicely hedged to Haywood. Baseline drive. Tries to throw it out to Cobb. Almost threw it away, but it comes into Tyra. Down to five. Inside. Tyra scoops. Missed it. Rebound. It comes to Cooper. Here comes Simpson in transition. Cooper across the midfloor and hands to Barry. Barry attack right inside. Left hand finish. It's good. 8-3. Our score here early on. Great transition offense for Simpson. Barry with great patience, hesitating, and then getting right to the rim. 5-point game. Simpson leading 8-3. Haywood, right angle, picked up by Barry off the screen. They're going to hedge it again. Kozak out to Cole Tyra. Steps into him now. Swings out the Cobb for three again. It's good. Tyra with a nice little head fake. Got two defenders in the air and set up Cobb for the corner triple. Back to a 2-point game, 8-6. 4 minutes gone by. Blake Trent in 3-point range. Out to Jalen Cooper. Playing catch out on the perimeter with Aaron Berry. To Blake Trent. Looks down low. He'll try for three. No. Well contested. Tyra with the rebound. Tyra. Now to Cobb. Right back to Cole Tyra. Far side. Finds Garcia. Hands down to Haywood. Seth Cobb, who's already hit two triples. Stutter step down low, Kozak. Here comes the double team. Nowhere to go. Tries the skip pass. Taken away by Aaron Berry. Berry races right to the rims. He goes up with the left hand. Lost his handle on it. JT Branch, offensive rebound. And dumps out to Cooper. Second chance for Simpson. Trent. Trent, baseline drive. Reverse lane is good. Jog towards the baseline and then picked up his speed as he got to the other side of the rim. 10-6. Simpson now, 5-7 from the floor to start here tonight, leading by 4. 5 minutes gone by in the first half. Seth Cobb in 3-point range to Cole Tyra, about 30 feet away to Ryan Haywood. Inside to Kozak. Back to the basket, goes right at JT Branch, a whistle and a foul. And Ronnie Kozak will get to the free throw line. First foul on Simpson. Branch, obviously, with his first. Kozak will head to the free throw line. The 6'9 junior out of Camarillo, California. First free throw clanks off the front of the iron. No. Good. Matt Laughlin into the game. Former said. His twin brother, their top scorer, Aaron Laughlin, out tonight. Second one, no good. An offensive rebound for Merced. They get a second chance after the two misses. Ryan Haywood. Haywood out to Seth Cobb. Tyra now. They slip the on-ball screen. Kozak back to the basket. Here comes the double. Tries to split it. Half up with the left hand is good. 10-8. Good execution there by Merced. Here's Aaron Berry. Swings up top. JT Branch now to Blake Trent. Baseline drive. Drops off. Manjohn doubled and he stripped. Ryan Haywood now in transition. 3-on-2. Ahead for Cobb. Cobb to the rack. Floater. Good, and we're tied at 10. Our score. 6 minutes gone by. Here's Jalen Cooper with it. Up top, Blake Trent. Thought about it. Gets inside. Swings out Cooper. Jabs right. Goes left. Bump. Swing back to Trent. Pump fakes on the corner. Three. Now he will try for three. Short. Rebound comes to Cobb. Trent, who's had 4 consecutive 20-point games, 0-for-2 from beyond the arc to start, but does have a lay-in. He's 1-for-3. They slip it. Now Matt Laughlin inside to Haywood. Haywood now to Tyra. Back to the corner. Laughlin for three in the lead. It's good. Matt Laughlin, 13-10. 13-10, Laughlin gives the Bobcats their first lead. Here's Manjohn straight away to Jalen Cooper on the right angle. Cooper off the screen to the baseline. Branch, pump fake, one dribble on the left, now pulls up from 16, no. Branch goes to the floor after the well-contested shot. Ryan Haywood flies into the front court, down low, Kozak puts on the floor once, and lays it in. 15-10, a nice little run for Merced, 9-0. And they lead by 5, 15-10. 12:45 remaining in the first half. Blake Trent with it to JT Branch. Branch sets up Manjohn. Fakes the spin move. Nice little half hook with the right hand. Oh, my goodness. Just pops out. Unable to get it to go. A good look again for Manjohn. Haywood now races into the paint. Hands off to Matt Laughlin. Up straight away to Kozak to the right side. Cobb stops back to the baseline. Tyra, his center step, steps into a 17-footer. Knocks it down. 17-10. Merced playing well offensively. They're now 7 of 10 to start from the floor. 3 of 5 from distance. Aaron Berry now catches far side. Looks to come off a screen. Now he spins, gets right inside. Pump fake, split the double team, foul, and he'll get to the free throw line, I believe. Let's see if he's shooting here. Foul is going to be on Haywood, his first. Berry will be at the free throw line. Just the second team foul on Merced. Barry's first free throw is good. Brandon Moss, Keon Martin going to come into the game for the first time for Simpson. JT Branch out. Blake Trent out. Cinco Dur in for the Bobcats as Seth Cobb gets his first breather. 12 minutes, 8 seconds remaining. Second free throw from Barry also good, 17-12. We'll have a timeout here shortly. Tyra getting instructions from Kevin Fan on the near sideline as he comes across midcourt. Setting up the offense, directing traffic. Up top, Ronnie Kozak, three-point range. Now to Haywood. Haywood now dumps out top to Dur, and Dur is fouled. And that'll get us to a timeout. It's on Cooper. So we will take a break. Bobcats off to a hot start, 70% from the floor. 17-12 is the score that Merced with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Merced, who struggled to get anything going offensively early, has now hit their last six, shooting 70%. Simpson 5 of 11. As it's Merced ball out of the timeout, Ryan Haywood puts it in at play to Cole Tyra. Tyra to Kozak. Right side now to Ryan Haywood. Feeds to Dur. Dur crossing over on Jalen Cooper. Lost the handle on it. Gets it back. Looking to create. Gets inside. Taken away by John Manjohn. Great defense by Cooper. Here comes Simpson up the floor. Tion Martin out now to Cooper. Cooper attacks right to the rim. Lays it in. My goodness, his first step is so explosive. Cooper with his first bucket of the night after a couple of assists. 17-14. Back to a one-possession game. Dur. Comes off the pick, heads beautifully. Now the right side. Here's the pass down low to Ronnie Kozak. Double, tries to split it. Nowhere to go. Feeds underneath to Tyra's shot is missed. Rebound to Manjohn. Martin now jogs it up the floor. Feeds right side Jalen Cooper. Simpson can tie it with a three. Aaron Berry, left angle. Jabs right, goes left. Comes off the screen, hangs in the air. Foul, and he'll get to the free throw line. Frustrated with himself after a miss. Thought he should have made it with the foul. and he will shoot a pair at the free throw line. Barry, Simpson's second leading scorer. Him and Blake Trent have been competing for that. A friendly competition. First free throw is good. They flip-flopped numerous times throughout this season. Second one is good. 17-16. 11 minutes to go. Brian Haywood, left angle, looks down low for Kozak. Off a screen, ooh, could have been illegal. Out to Matt Laughlin for three. No, Cooper with the rebound. Up the floor, almost threw it away, but Teon Martin does a nice job of making the catch near the sideline. Simpson looks to take the lead on this possession. Barry, up top now, Jalen Cooper. Teon Martin now, jabs right, comes off the pick. Gets now, ooh, look for Brandon Moss to Aaron Barry. Barry off a pick, down low, Manjohn. Manjohn laying, no, Brandon Moss trying to come away with it, but it comes to Merced. Up the floor. Here comes Westlake, who now stops, swings to Matt Laughlin. Laughlin jabs right, goes left, and stops into the paint and out to Haywood. Haywood to the baseline. Laughlin steps into a 20-foot pump fake. Now to Westlake for a deep three. No. Rebound comes to Doer. Second chance now for the Bobcats. Doer right to the rack. Floater short. Rebound comes to Manjohn. Simpson benefits from a mismatch there. Martin inside, out to Brandon Moss. He'll try for three. No. Kozak with the rebound. 17-16 our score. We're halfway through the first half. Ryan Haywood off a couple of picks with the ball. Now looks inside for Kozak. Out to Matt Laughlin, who will rock and fire for three. No. Martin tips the rebound to Aaron Barry. Barry now. Jalen Cooper off a pick. Looks, finds Brandon Moss. Moss goes up. Pump fakes again. Tries to fall away. Missed it. Haywood with the rebound. Kozak wanted an offensive foul call. Didn't get it. Haywood races into the front court. Pass was deflected as it's intended for Westlake. He'll try for three, and he hits it with a hand right in his face. 20-16. Martin now. Right side of Jalen Cooper. The Brandon Moss. Martin back on the left angle. Looks inside for Manjohn. Wants an on-ball screen. Spins. Almost threw it away to B. Moss. Moss from 17. Knocks it down. Missed the triple. Steps in a few steps. And then knocks down the 18-footer. Two-point game. 20-18. 8:30 to go. First half. Westlake to Laughlin. Dribble handoff to Cinco Dern out of Ryan Haywood. Haywood now will redirect and set up a new play. Shot clock down to 11. Attacks the left hand. Step back. Tough jumper. No. Rebound. John Manjohn comes away with it. Hands to Martin. Here comes Simpson now in transition. Cooper. Cooper crosses over. Lost the handle on it. It's kicked multiple times, but it comes to Brandon Moss. Haywood. On Barry. Out to Martin. Jabs right to Cooper. Stutter step off the pick. Out to Martin. Martin looks down low. Manjohn. Single coverage. He goes to work. Scoops with the left hand, missed it. Barry trying to come away with a rebound. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain Simpson ball. Good hustle by Aaron Barry. Shot clock remains at 5, and that'll get us to a timeout. 20-18, our score, 7:52 remaining in the first half. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Each team shooting above 40% here on the contest. Merced at 47, Simpson at 41. Merced, however, has hit 4 of 9 from 3. Simpson is 0 of 3. Rebounding advantage just favors Merced by 1, as Simpson will have the ball with 5 on the shot clock. We'll see if Coach Franklin drew up a play to get a shot here as Kenny Modica Jr. is into the game. Quick feed into JT Branch. Misses the shot off the window. No good. Good attempt there. Just unable to hit it. Westlake. Right side now to Doerr. Straight away to Garcia. Left angle, Ryan Haywood. He does a nice job fighting over the screen. Kozak now. Again, Cinco Doerr pulls up. 15-footer. Got it. And now a whistle and... I guess there was too much battling going in down low trying to get the rebound. But no foul was called. That allows Blake Trent to come into the game for Jalen Cooper. We'll check that for Brandon Moss. Tion Martin swings it up now to Aaron Berry. Blake Trent trying to find a way to get open here. They're not letting him. Martin step back dribble, crosses over out to Aaron Berry. 22-18. Berry off a pick. Nice dump pass now to JT Branch. Sets up Modica. Modica's up and lays it in. Good offense right there. 22-20. Cinco Doerr off a pick, right inside, pulls up, 16-footer, no, rebound to Modica Jr. Simpson with a chance to tie it here. Martin sets up Blake Trent. Trent is fouled on the catch. And it's going to be on Haywood, who just picked up his second. So Haywood will sit. Seth Cobb back in, who's got 8 points to lead all scorers early on. And Kevin Pham is going to take a 30-second timeout. Bobcats lead by a pair. They're shooting 9 of 19 from the floor. The rebounding battle is close. It's pretty much close all the way around the board here. Simpson's gotten a number of good looks. Just haven't been able to knock all of them down. They've had, seems like, 4 or 5 pop out. And we'll see if Simpson can finally get something going here offensively. As Aaron Berry will be with Tion Martin, JT Branch, Modica Jr., and Blake Trent. Simpson with 23 on the shot clock will put it in play. JT Branch looks for the backdoor feed. Now back up top to Martin, out to Blake Trent. Thought about it in three-point range. Jabs right, goes left. Spins, creates contact, and a travel. Doerr for Merced brings it across. Jalen Cooper's on him. To Branson Garcia. Now Seth Cobb back to Garcia. Right inside. Little floater. No. Modica Jr. keeps it alive. JT Branch has it up the floor. Branch accelerates and gets it taken away. And now he stepped out of bounds. Wow. I didn't know Branch had that much speed on sixth gear there. As he just flew up the floor. 22-20. Inbound to Blake Trent with a new shot clock. Again, Simpson can tie it with a bucket. Martin. Martin. Now dribbling deep three-point range. Crossing over, looks to attack. Step back dribble, illegal screen off the ball. It'll be on Modica Jr., his first personal, as John Manjohn will come out. 22-20. 6 minutes to go, first half. Low scoring start for Simpson. This is exactly what Merced has wanted. Branson Garcia, dribble handoff, Seth Cobb. Crosses over to the left side of the floor, back out now to Cinco Durr. Down though, Kozak, double team. Attacks baseline, reverse layup, blocked by Manjohn, comes away with it. Great defense there by John Manjohn, who's off to a good start tonight. Martin, directing traffic, far side, out to Blake Trent. Jabs, tries for three, got it! His first triple of the night. Blake Trent has five, he's now one of three. Simpson has the lead. Westlake in the other direction. Martin almost had a steal, but a foul. I believe that'll be his first, just the fourth team foul. Four team fouls on each club here with 5:18 remaining. Mason Westlake feeds Seth Cobb, deep three-point range, comes off a pick, attacks, gets into the paint, pass is deflected by Trent in a turnover. Here comes Cooper up the floor. Cooper sets out Martin. Martin throws it away. Intended for JT Branch. Durr with the steal. Four on two. Out to Kozak. Kozak inside. Goes up. Man, a foul. It will be on Manjohn. I believe that's his first. Kozak at the line. First free throw, no good. Teon Martin out, Barry in. Kozak, 4 points, 2 of 3 with a couple of rebounds. Second one is good. Ties the game at 23. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. Jalen Cooper with it. Spin dribble. Gets right inside. Hangs in the air. He's fouled from behind. And he's going to shoot a pair. I wasn't sure if it was a pass. Mason Westlake with the personal. So Cooper will head to the free throw line to give Simpson the lead. The Redhawks 4-5 from the stripe tonight. A couple substitutions coming up for Merced. First free throw is good. 24-23. Tyra and Alfred Bamani in. Also Matt Laughlin in. Kozak Garcia sit. For Merced. And Cooper knocks down both. 25-23. Man, how good has Jalen Cooper played recently? In his third year for Simpson, playing his best basketball of his career in his senior year. Tyra comes across midcourt, feeds to the right side now to Durr. Durr now looks inside. Matt Laughlin hangs in the air. Up and under. Missed it. Rebound comes to Blake Trent. Oh, almost threw it away, but it comes now to JT Branch. Skip pass. Bad pass. Turnover. Durr with a steal. One-on-one to the rack. And he throws it down on a foul. A posterizing dunk for Durr. And a chance for one more at the free throw line. I think Merced's bench erupted way out onto the floor. So Cinco Durr out of Sacramento, California, looking to give the Bobcats the lead with the and one. Free throw is good, 26-25. 4:20 to go, first half. Jalen Cooper out to Barry right side. Barry waiting for the slip, doesn't get it, now tries to come off the pick from JT Branch. Hesitation dribble, step back, 17-footer, too strong, rebound to Matt Laughlin. Tyra races into the front court, right near the Bobcat logo at center court, off a pick to his left, good hedge out there, now to Seth Cobb, straight away Matt Laughlin. Far side of the floor to Cinco Durr, the corner, Tyra, pass fake, and now to Seth Cobb, shot clock down to 10. Cobb spins, out to Laughlin for three, yes! Matt Laughlin from downtown, 29-25. Jalen Cooper, Aaron Berry, almost taken away by Durr. And how as good has Cinco Durr been off the bench for Merced? Has a couple of steals. He's been all over the Simpson offense. here early on. 3:30 to go. Merced leads by four. As I say that, he comes to the bench. Haywood in with two personals. Entry pass to John Manjohn. To Blake Trent, almost taken away. Manjohn now attacks, dumps out. JT Branch. Branch got in the air, nowhere to go. Ball's loose. Turnover. Should have just shot the 15-footer. Haywood now in transition. Almost loses it. Now feeds to Seth Cobb. Straight away to Laughlin to the right side. Tyra. Tyra, baseline. Pull up. It is good. 31-25. Bobcats lead by six. Largest of the night. Blake Trent now. John Manjohn, three-point range. Looks for the backdoor feed. Now to JT Branch. Branch, skip pass. Barry, jabs right, pulls up. And no, he didn't. Pump fake now out to Cooper. Down to 13. Cooper. JT Branch for three. Short. Kozak with the rebound. Simpson struggling here offensively. Now down to below 42%. Haywood, ooh, got away with a travel there. Out to Seth Cobb. And Branch almost had a steal. Laughlin steps into a three. No good. Manjohn with the rebound. His fifth of the night. Simpson needs a bucket here. They've gone a few minutes on this cold spell. Barry to Cooper. Here comes the double screen. Off of pick. Splits it. Gets right inside. Lost it again. Swings out to Blake Trent for three. Yes! Just what the doctor ordered. Trent with his second triple. Back to a three-point game. 31-28. T.L. Martin will come in at the next whistle. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ryan Haywood, left angle. Picked up by Aaron Barry. Look out, looks out, finds Laughlin. The right side, Cole Tyra. Tyra looks down to the corner to Seth Cobb. Stutter step, swings inside. Now out to Kozak. Haywood. Haywood, penetration dribble. Lost it, goes to the floor, slides, comes to Laughlin. Here's a deep three from Cobb. No rebound, it's an offensive one. Out to Tyra, second chance for Merced. 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining. Tyra, Kozak now, left side to Seth Cobb. Straight away, Haywood, all out in deep three-point range. Attacks, bulldozes his way to the rack. Shot no good. Gets another offensive rebound. 31-28, Todd Franklin can't believe there's no foul on the rebound. They're letting the time wind. 31-28. And John Manjohn has a steal. Manjohn races up the floor. Tyra keeps it in bounds. Oh, my goodness. He got it taken away. Back in the other direction. And a timeout's going to be called by Merced. A 30-second timeout. 50 seconds remaining, 24 on the game clock. And right now, this first half has been exactly what Merced has been trying to do. Slow it down. Make Simpson take tough shots. That's what they've been doing. The difference really has been from beyond the arc. 5 of 12 from 3 for Merced. Simpson just 2 of 6. Both teams shooting right at 43%. The Redhawks with 7 turnovers, just 5 for Merced. However, plus 4 in the points off turnovers for the Bobcats. Rebounding is almost deadlocked, but a plus 1 advantage for the Bobcats with 16. Simpson with just 15. 14 bench points for Merced, just 4 for Simpson. A lot of that coming from Doerr, who has 5, Laughlin with 6, and Westlake with 3. Simpson again with just 4 bench points. Jalen Cooper has 4 points. Brandon Moss with a pair. Aaron Barry with 6. Trent has 8. Manjohn had 6 early, but he's been quiet since. Monica with 2. Again, it just doesn't seem like Simpson's getting what they want offensively. And having to settle for tough, tough shots. And that has been the difference in the game. 31-28. It'll be Merced ball with 24 on the shot clock here. 51 seconds remaining in the first half. Tyra with Haywood, Laughlin, Kozak, and Westlake for Merced. Inbound to Matt Laughlin. Trying to get it to Cole Tyra, not allowing him to get the ball now. Far side, Westlake. Westlake. Back to Laughlin. They're trying to get to the Tyra. They finally do. 10 seconds on the clock. Haywood out to Kozak. Dribble handoff to Tyra. Three-point range. He's double. Now looks to attack. Gets into the paint. Dumps out. Haywood stutter step. Tough shot. No rebounds tip and a second chance. Former said their fourth offensive rebound this possession. Todd Franklin is very upset with the no foul call on the rebound. Shot, game clock now down to 15 as the shot clock has been turned off. Tyra, double crossover, looks to attack, pulls up, 14-footer, no. Rebound Cooper, down to 4 seconds, Cooper up the sideline, Barry, here's a deep three, and he traveled first. Didn't matter, it was an air ball. seconds remaining. Franklin still playing his case on the sideline here about the rebounding fouls. 1.6 seconds to go. Throws it in now to Haywood. Haywood from center court. No. And that's going to end the first half. 31-28. And that's going to end the first 20 minutes of basketball. Very close affair throughout. And we will take a break, come back, and talk about this first half here on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutoBody.com.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Thorpe. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and
attending more four-year universities and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Welcome back here at the half, 31-28, Merced with the lead. Halftime stats for tonight's contest. Merced 40% from the floor, Simpson 43%. 12 of 30 for Merced, 10 of 23 for Simpson. Again, that's plus 7 on the field goal attempts. 5 offensive rebounds for Merced, a lot down the stretch. Really affected Simpson. As Merced pretty much had the ball the final 2 minutes of the game. Miss a shot, offensive rebound, get a second chance, and they've done that 3 or 4 times the last couple of minutes. So we got to key in on that as we go down the stretch in this game. Todd Franklin's been begging for a foul call on box outs as Simpson has been getting creamed down low. For Simpson, Jalen Cooper with 4, Moss 2, Aaron Berry 6, Blake Trent with 8. He's hit 2 dribbles, Monica Jr. 2, and Manjon just 6. We like to see JT Branch get a little more involved offensively. He's missed a couple of easy looks. And really, Simpson's getting the shots they want. They just haven't been able to knock all of them down. They're doing a nice job attacking. But again, this Merced defense is very, very good. The Redhawks trying to improve to 5-0 in conference play, receiving votes for the first time in program history. For Merced, their leading scorer is Seth Cobb with 8. He's 3 of 5. Him and Blake Trent have basically matched each other stat for stat. Ronnie Kozak with 5 points. Cole Tyra with 4 to go along with 3 assists. Ryan Haywood has got 0 points, but 5 rebounds and a couple and 3 assists. And Matt Laughlin off the bench with 6. Durr has 5, including that big throwdown over JT Branch. That was a foul. So at the break, Simpson has done a nice job at the half of making adjustments. We'll see if they continue to do that here tonight. They started out hot, had an early lead, and then Merced's defense started to lock down a little bit more, and they started to get their offense going as well. 7 minutes remaining in the half. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the second half. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks Basketball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricar is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricar upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
I am excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things. completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Back to start the second half, Jalen Cooper, Aaron Berry, JT Branch, Blake Trent, and John Manjon for Simpson. Just how they began the game, facing off against the same five former set, Haywood, Cobb, Garcia, Kozak, and Tyra. 31-28. As we're waiting for the final seconds here at the half to tick down, Simpson will start with the ball to begin this second half. Here we go. Aaron Berry will put it in play for Simpson to Jalen Cooper to get the second half started. And now Jalen Cooper, here we go. Cooper to Manjon, back to the basket. Single coverage, going to go right to work. Retreat dribble to JT Branch, skip pass Berry, 4-3. Short, rebound, tipped in. Manjon kept it alive, but Haywood comes away with it. Good first possession for Simpson, just unable to get a shot to go down. Haywood across the timeline, comes off a screen, hedged beautifully by Manjon to the right side of the floor, now to Seth Cobb. Dribble handoff, Tyra, deep three-point range to Garcia straight away. Now to the left side, Haywood. Haywood looking for Kozak. Jabs left, goes right. Cut off. Step back. 15-footer. Good. 33-28. Jalen Cooper now. Right side. Blake Trent. Catch and release from downtown. Got it. Something but the bottom of the net. 33-31. Third triple of the game for Blake Trent. Had a hand right in his face as well. Tyra now, cross midcourt, swing to the right side to Seth Cobb. Now dumps out up top, Garcia, and out of the left side to Garcia. Tyra, stutter step with the left hand, gets inside, swings out, Haywood for three. Air ball, rebound, Kozak comes away with it. Shot clock reset, oh, I don't know if it should have, it might have grazed the rim. Again for three, no. JT Branch with the rebound for Simpson. A chance to tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. Cooper accelerates, steps back, now swings to Blake Trent. Trent. Attacks, looks inside, Manjon stripped, the ball's loose. JT Branch comes away with it, jump ball, and it'll be Merced basketball. Trying to force it inside. Cole Tyra now. 2-point game, Merced with the lead. To Haywood. Flare screen to Cobb. Attacks the right-hand dribble. Hangs in the air. Lays it in over Blake Trent. 35-31. Cooper out to Aaron Berry to Blake Trent. Trent gets inside. Pulls up. Hangs with a man in his face. No. Rebound to Branson Garcia. 4-point game. Haywood. Dumps out. Cobb, stutter step. Cobb inside. Dumps back out to Tyra. Thought about it in three-point range. Skip pass. Haywood holding. Waiting for a screen. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Tough step back. Draws the contact. Puts it in. 37-31. Ryan Haywood is now 2 of 8 with 4 points. All four of those points coming here in this second half. Cooper attacks, gets right into the paint. He hangs in the air and is fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line. Kozak with the personal. That's just his first. So Jalen Cooper will head to the free throw line where he's already been once tonight. First one off the front of the iron right. No good. Second one is good. 37-32. In the other direction. Here's Cole Tyra moving to our left. Waits for a pick from Garcia. Dumps out off top. Kozak to Haywood. Haywood retreats all the way to the midcourt logo. To Tyra left angle. Off a pick. Spins to the baseline. Garcia, good look at three. No. Manjon tip. It comes to Barry. Nicely done there on the defensive rebound. Cooper looks inside for Manjon. Quickly gives it to him. Spin move. Goes up. Right hand. He is fouled. And will get to the free throw line. So Manjon picks up the second foul on Kozak. And he will head to the free throw line where he's been once tonight. Manjon, first free throw, got it, knocks it down. It's always a good sign for the big fella. Matt Laughlin. Comes in for Garcia. Manjon knocks down the second, two for two. 37-34. I get a wink from assistant coach James Jansen on the sideline after the second make. He's been working on those free throws a lot lately. Tyra out to Ryan Haywood. Haywood, a dump down to Laughlin, stops. Ooh, had an 18-footer, but he decided not to shoot it. Kozak, out of Cole Tyra, left angle, off a pick, 12 seconds remaining. Seth Cobb down low. Here comes the double. Now down 8 on the clock. Laughlin out for 3. Got it. Matt Laughlin has got 9 all from beyond the arc, 40-34. Blake Trent to Jalen Cooper. Cooper looking to enter it down low to Manjon. He does. Single coverage. Going to work. Manjon. Little half hook with a right hand. Too strong off the window. Another good attempt for Manjon. Just can't get it to go. 6-point game. Haywood races across into the front court. Comes off two screens. Now splits the defender into the paint. Barry has a steal, and he is fouled by Kozak. That's going to be 3 on Ronnie Kozak. The two get up, pat each other on the back, and Ronnie Kozak's going to have to come out, I believe, as Batmani in. JT Branch will take a seat. Brandon Moss coming in. Simpson looking for that guy to bring intensity in this second half. He might be the guy to do it. We've seen him do it multiple times in his two-year career at Simpson. Jalen Cooper looking for Blake Trent to Aaron Berry to the baseline. Brandon Moss out to Trent. Pump fakes right back to Cooper straight away. Simpson moving it beautifully. Moss out to Trent again. He'll try again for 3. No good. Matt Laughlin comes away with the rebound. 40-34. Tyra now across midcourt to Matt Laughlin. Simpson would like a stop, maybe even a steal to get a bucket. Bobcats have only turned the ball over 6 times tonight. Tyra off a pick, down low, into Bamani, blocked by Moss. What a play. It comes to Barry all the way from the help side. Barry jogs it across into the midcourt. Now it swings out. Cooper right side, down low. Brandon Moss, pump fake, back to Cooper. Thought about it. Stutter step, gets in the paint. Puts it up, no. Rebound tip. Manjon comes away and it goes back up. Missed it again. Rebound, and Brandon Moss is going to be called for a foul. Good hustle by Simpson. Fouls on Moss. And right now, Simpson struggling to get good looks. I thought Manjon might have been fouled there. And again, Simpson does a nice job. Moss goes down and makes sure Zbatmani's okay with a high five. Been a lot of good sportsmanship between both teams this evening. 15 minutes to go. Merced leads by 6. Ryan Haywood, left angle. Off a pick to his right, out to Matt Laughlin for 3. He misses this one. Long rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball. Don't like the fact that Laughlin, who's hit Three threes in this game, was left wide open from downtown, though. He's now 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. 40-34. Blake Trent left angle. Looks down low to Manjohn. Single coverage out to B. Moss. Mishandles the catch. Now right side, Jalen Cooper. Feeds down low. Manjohn bumped in the baseline. Doubled. Skip pass. Thrown away. And a backcourt violation. Instead of going all the way baseline, just like to see him take one dribble and go up on the drop step there, but felt the pressure coming. Turnover number 9 for Simpson. 40-34. Red Hawks struggling to score in this game. Remember, they score 81 a game. They're way down below that. Laughlin doubled and lays it in. Nice little slip on the pick and roll. Merced has their largest lead of the night. Cooper races up the floor to Aaron Berry and now stops. Simpson needs a bucket here. Trent being denied off screens. Now to Jalen Cooper. Cooper comes off the pick. Now to Brandon Moss. It was tipped. He catches on the baseline. Moss pulls up. 16-footer. Got it. Big shot there for B. Moss. His second bucket. He's got 4 from 14 feet away. And Brandon Moss looks locked in right now. 42-36. Tyra back to the basket to Laughlin. Laughlin dribble handoff. Haywood. Left side of the floor. Shot clock's down to 12. Crossing over, almost picked, but a foul, and it'll be on Cooper. Or excuse me, it'll be on Berry, who didn't like the call. Martin and Branch will return for Simpson. Berry out, Manjohn out. 13:40 to go. First foul on Berry, by the way. Tyra now to Bonmani. Haywood now. Sets up. Here's a tough shot from Westlake. Fading away. No, long rebound. Collides out of bounds. It will be Simpson ball. Good hustle. Simpson's got to get nearly every defensive rebound and 50-50 ball. They just need every momentum they can here in this second half. 42-36. Right side, Blake Trent. Three-point range. Goes to the baseline. Double, skip pass, Brandon Moss. Back to Trent, three-point range. Down low, B. Moss. Single coverage, turns, faces up with the left hand. He is fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line. Brandon Moss doing what he does best, bringing energy off the bench. And he'll get to the line for 2. Foul, I believe, is on Cole Tyra. Nope, it's on Bonmani. Just his first. So B. Moss at the free throw line. Out of Stockton. First free throw is good. Tyra out. Cinco Dur in for Merced. Moss looking to make it a 4-point game. Moss out of Stockton, Branch out of Antioch. Those two probably the closest to this area here in Merced. Manteca for Justin Nieto as well. So Dewar brings it across midcourt, 4-point game. 42-38. Haywood, straight away by Monty. Ooh, wow. Gone with the travel, and Cooper goes for steal, doesn't get it. Haywood inside, out to Laughlin, straight away, 3, short. Rebound, Bonmani comes away with it. Second chance, here's a fadeaway for Westlake. No, rebound again to Bonmani. And a third chance opportunity for Merced. 42-38. That brings the Merced fans to their feet. Haywood goes behind the back of the dribble, dumps down to Bonmani straight away. To Dur, jabs right, goes left, gets into the paint, and a timeout. Well, nope, hang on, a turnover. It's going to be an illegal screen on Bonmani. His second. So Simpson will get the ball back. Burns in, Trent out. Trent has been working to get every open look he can get tonight. He's only shot the ball 6 times from 3. Most of those has been with a hand in his face. He's 3 of 6. 42-38. We're approaching the 12-minute media. Zach Burns comes in, feeds to Martin right side. Martin off a pick, now doubled. Up top now to Cooper to Burns. Back to Martin. Shot clock down to 15. Martin. Moss. Pump fake. Attacks the left hand. Draws the contact. And the travel. 12 minutes, 3 seconds remaining. Doro bringing across midcourt. Timeout at the next whistle. Ryan Haywood. Off a pick. Looks down low by Monty. Easy lay-in. 44-38. Just a simple pick and roll is all that was needed. Cooper attacks. Out to Tion Martin for three. Knocks it down. Big shot there by the freshman. One possession game. 44-41. Mason Westlake brings it up. Drops off now to Doer. By Monty. Now to Haywood. And, oh, almost a steal for Cooper. Doer swings out. Laughlin for three to answer. Got it. Matt Laughlin with his fourth triple. 4 of 9. 47-41. Cooper now to Tion Martin straight away. Directing traffic. Setting up the offense. Off the screen to his left. To JT Branch. Out to Burns. Burns attacks. Back to Martin. Deep three-point range. Now Brandon Moss. Moss spins. Lost the handle on it. Goes up. No. Rebounds. Loose. It comes to Westlake. Dumps it down to Doer up the floor. 2-on-3 break. Doer off a pick. Stops. Pops. 15-footer. No. Martin tip. No. It comes to Cooper. Up the floor. JT Branch. Branch makes the catch, but a travel first. I actually think Branch didn't quite have possession of that ball. That'll get us to a timeout, 47-41, 10:30 to go. Gut check time for this 4-0 team in conference. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 47-41. Simpson trying to get some sort of momentum in this second half. As it will be Merced ball after the turnover. There's Doer bringing across midcourt. Doer attacking on Tion Martin. Stops, swings out Laughlin again for three. No. Cooper can't come with a rebound. Haywood put back, missed it. This time Cooper does come away with a rebound. Another way too many offensive rebounds for Merced. They're now at 9. Down low. Brandon Moss doubled. Out to Martin. Swings to Cooper. Jabs right. Gets into the paint. Hangs in the air. Lays it in. Good setup from Martin. Cooper with the lay-in. Back to a four-point game. 47-43. Jalen Cooper continues to get big buckets when it's needed most. Ryan Haywood. Matt Laughlin now. Left angle to Westlake. Westlake attacks. Right to the rack. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Bob Monty, and a second chance again. Westlake for three. No. Burns with a good box out. Here comes Simpson. They got numbers if they hurry. Martin dumps to the corner. Zach Burns, open three. No. JT Branch, offensive rebound, goes back up. He is fouled. It'll get to the free throw line. Burns with a great box out on one end, gets a good look at the other, just can't get it, but Branch is there. And now we'll head to the free throw line. It's the sixth team foul on Merced. So Simpson will be at the line the rest of this 9 minute and 28 second game. Branch, first free throw is good. Three-man substitution for Simpson. Barry, Manjon, Trent all out. Second free throw coming up. Knocks it down. Two-point game. Dewar. Out on the left side to Ryan Haywood. Haywood spins back to Laughlin. Laughlin attacks back to Haywood. Down to 13. Westlake off the pick. Ooh, got away with the travel. And now here's Haywood. Baseline drive. Haywood foul. Count it. And a chance for one more at the free throw line. 49-45. Free throw no good. 47-45 on the board. Well, see if they add the points here. And now they finally do. 49-45. 9 minutes remaining. Cooper out to Blake Trent. Thought about it in three-point range. Comes off the pick. Dumps out up top. Turnover. Haywood to the rack. Lays it in. 51-45. Back to six. It was just two a moment ago. Cooper to Blake Trent. Aaron Berry now straight away. Drop off pass. Manjon sets up. JT Branch. Pump fake goes up. Stripped and a steal by Dewar. Oh, it should have been an easy lay-in. Haywood in the other direction. Haywood to the rack. Out of control. Misses. Here comes Simpson now in the other direction. Sets up Blake Trent. Trent now retreats. Trent trying to dig his way down low to Manjon. Manjon attacks. Reverse lay. Oh, tried to set up Barry. Oh, my goodness. Simpson almost had three turnovers. Now this time, JT Branch misses again an easy attempt. Simpson can't get anything to go here in the second half. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. Branch misses a couple of point-blank attempts with no foul calls. 51-45. Westlake to Dewar on the left angle. Barry on him. Straight away, Matt Laughlin. Westlake off a pick to his left. Kozak, dribble handoff. Haywood. Haywood for three. No rebound. Barry, he's fouled. And Aaron Barry is going to get to the line at the other end. When we come back, 51-45. Barry will shoot the one and ones when he comes back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
51-45, 7:30 to go. Barry with a couple of big free throws coming up. He's got 6 points. Moss, Manjon, Tion Martin, Jalen Cooper, and of course, Aaron Barry is at the free throw line. Simpson just looking for some sort of firepower offensively. Blake Trent is out. It just seems like they can't get him the ball in a spot to do anything with it. Barry. His first free throw is good. Rattles it home. 51-46. Second one, also good. Two clutch free throws for Aaron Berry. Simpson is now 14. Check that, 15 for 17 from the free throw line. 51-46. Check that, 51-47. Westlake gets it stolen. Cooper has it up the floor. Jalen Cooper sets up Berry. Berry to the rack. Plays it in. 51-49. Merced trying to push the other direction, but Simpson slows it down. All of a sudden, it's back to a two-point game. A great play and setup from Jalen Cooper. Cinco Dur. Kozak now to Westlake. Picked up by Tion Martin. Laughlin. Haywood, dribble attack, steps out, now to Dur, shot clock down to 8, almost a steal, Dur doubled, skips out, Haywood to the rack, offensive foul! What a play from Jalen Cooper! Wow! The foul is on Haywood, his third. I thought he slid in late, but hey. A big, big play from Jalen Cooper. 51-49, Tion Martin now. Right side, Jalen Cooper makes the catch. Looks down low, Brandon Moss threw his hands, turnover. Cringe-worthy turnover right there. Todd Franklin still being encouraging on the sideline. He slipped the on-ball screen. Brandon Moss just off the tip of his fingers trying to bring it in. Tyra now. Straight away to Westlake. Deep people arranged to Ryan Haywood, who's again got three fouls. Haywood step back with a dribble. Out to Westlake. 14 seconds. Westlake stops. Out to Laughlin. Laughlin dribble attack. Pulls up. 16-footer. No tip. And John comes away with the rebound. Simpson can tie on this possession. And Todd Franklin aware of the moment offensively and will take a timeout. And it will be a full timeout. 51-49, 6 minutes to go in the ballgame here on KCNR 1460.
Join Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation on Friday, February 1st for the annual Go Reading Luncheon at the Holiday Inn. Protect your heart health, the ones you love, and be inspired to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. Keynote speakers include two cardiovascular specialists sharing life-saving information on women's heart health. Shop in the Red Boutique, enjoy champagne, and complimentary Go Red goodie bag tote. Wearing red is highly encouraged. This event sells out every year. Go to ShastaRegional.com for more information. Let's get heart smart together at the Go Reading Luncheon.
Come to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, to learn about the various opportunities to volunteer at the theater. As a nonprofit, the Cascade relies on volunteers to keep the Cascade up and running. The Cascade Theater's new artistic director will be available to answer questions, discuss her vision for in-house productions, and let you know how to get involved with the theater. So come on down to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, from 10 to 1. We hope to see you there.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
6 minutes to go. 51-49. Martin will put it in on the side for Simpson. And they look to tie the game. The first leg of the win for Simpson completed earlier. Red Hawks, the men's side, trying to do it here. Tion Martin, check that. Jalen Cooper baseline drive. He's got it. Ties it up at 51. 5:45 to go. Cole Tyra brings it across the midcourt logo. Left side now to Seth Cobb. Cobb waits for the pick. Now comes off it. Nowhere to go to Matt Laughlin. Tyra all out in deep three-point range. Tyra, step back, dribble. Lost it off the foot. Brandon Moss comes away with the dive, but it's a kickball. Brandon Moss, they're going to reset the shot clock to 20 here. And that's going to allow Kevin Pham to call a timeout. I believe he's only got Foles left. He does. Timeout, Merced. We're even at 51 with 5:30 to go. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
51-51. Merced with it. Puts it in play to Ronnie Kozak. Kozak hands to Tyra. Shot clock again down to 15. Seth Cobb with it. Deep three-ball range back to Tyra. Now down to 10. Here comes a high off-ball screen. He wants it to his left. Attacks the right end. Out to Cobb for three. Blocked by Cooper. Down to 5. Cobb, tough 17-footer. He hits this one. Wow. Big shot from Seth Cobb after the block shot. 53-51. Here's Teon Martin now. Straight away with 5 minutes to go. Aaron Berry looks down low for Brandon Moss. Enters it to him at the high post. Moss turns to Teon Martin. Down low now to Manjon. Back to the basket. Single coverage, Manjon, B. Moss, 17-footer for the tie. Got it. How about Brandon Moss off the bench with 8 points? 53-all, 4:30 remaining. What a good game this has been all the way through. Seth Cobb, left angle now, Ryan Haywood. Looks for the lob pass, Cobb pump fakes with a hand in his face. Now maintains possession. Out to Man Laughlin. Left angle now to Haywood. Haywood jabs right. Goes baseline. Stops. Dumps back out. Seth Cobb. Stutter step. Cooper right on him. Tough turnaround. No. Rebound. Martin comes away with it. And now it's stripped. Manjon has it. Martin and Cobb are tied up. And there's a whistle here. Who's the foul going to be on? The foul is going to be on Teon Martin. I believe they're going to talk about it, though. So they're saying it's a loose ball foul on Teon Martin, so Merced will get the ball back. It was already up the floor, and Manjon had a two-on-one break. 53-all. Inbound to Cole Tyra. Thought it was going to be a double foul, but I guess not. Tyra now. Ooh, might have been a travel. Ronnie Kozak looks back door. Laughlin now. Out to Haywood. Three-point range. Down low, Kozak. Here comes the double team. Single coverage. Kozak. Pump fakes. Goes up. Tough shot. Got it. That's good defense. Just better offense. 55-53. Under 4 minutes remaining. Another low scoring a game for Merced. Berry looks down low for Manjon. B. Moss out to Cooper to Teon. Martin back to the basket to John Manjon. Single coverage. Now faces up. Spins. He halves hook in the other direction. Plays it in. Back to 55 all. The big fellows dueling here down the stretch. 3:15 remaining. Tyra, right side Ryan Haywood, Aaron Berry all over him. Doesn't really use the pick. Now to the left side, Cole Tyra. Tyra fights over the screen. Now to Seth Cobb. Cobb to Kozak. Doubled. Now the single coverage. Kozak again. Lost it out of bounds. Turnover. And Simpson will get the ball back. 3 minutes remaining. Blake Trent will come back in for Teon Martin. And Simpson has a chance to take the lead. Cinco Dor in as well as Seth Cobb is out. I imagine they might bring Cobb in and out for offense defense. We'll see here. Red Ox looking to take the lead. Cooper straight away. Brandon Moss to Aaron Berry. Berry back out, hands to Jalen Cooper. Shot clock down to 15. Trent out in the three-point range to B. Moss. Fakes the handoff. Now will attack. Moss to the rack. He's fouled. It'll get to the free throw line again to take the lead. How about the play of Brandon Moss, the senior out of Modesto? Check that, Stockton, who's played extremely well off the bench tonight. B. Moss. As T.L. Martin is going to come in for Blake Trent. Moss, first free throw, clean. So both teams are playing the in-and-out game with Cobb and Trent bringing them in for offense and defense. Moss, second free throw. This is no good. Kozak comes away with it. Simpson leads by one, 56-55. Ryan Haywood, cross midcourt to Kozak. Looks for Tyre, almost throws it away, but to Matt Laughlin. Haywood now on the baseline, looking for the screen. He's doubled. Comes off it to his right to Seth Cobb to Tyra. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Laughlin, 10 seconds. Cobb again. Attacks the right hand, gets into the paint, draws the contact. It's blocked. And a travel. Laughlin came away with the rebound and then fell. And Simpson will get the ball back. Great defense from Cooper, who got a hand on that tough shot attempt. Moss out, Martin in. What great minutes for B. Moss and Tion Martin off the bench for Simpson. 2 minutes, 6 seconds remaining. Cooper, Barry, Manjon, JT Branch, and Blake Trent for Simpson. We'll set the lines for Merced in a moment. Cooper off a pick to his right. Splits it right to the rack. Left hand finish good. Oh, what a play. 3-point lead for Simpson. 58-55. 2 minutes to go. Cole Tyra. Right side to Cinco Dor, doubled out to Laughlin. Back to Tyra. Right-hand dribble, gets right into the paint. Stops, looks for the turnaround, but finds Laughlin for three in the tie. Yes! 58-58. Timeout, Merced. How about Matt Laughlin? 17 points off the bench. Five triples he's hit tonight. And he ties the game with a minute 30 to go. We'll take a break. What a good game this has been throughout. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Simpson ball out of the timeouts with 1:34 remaining. This has probably been the best game in conference so far for the Red Hawks. Trent and Moss back in with Manjon, Cooper, and Aaron Berry. Minute 30 to go in a tie ball game. Aaron Berry right side. Somehow a steal by Stewart, but he blocks out of bounds. Almost a turnover on the sideline. All. Simpson kind of caught a break right there. AB into B. Moss. And out to Jalen Cooper. Shot clock at 25 here. Here comes the on-ball screen. Off it to his left. Cooper stops to B. Moss. Thought about it to Blake Trent. Comes off a pick, doubled. Brandon Moss, he pump fakes again. Skip pass to Jalen Cooper. Cooper stops, 15-footer, got it! Simpson has the lead, 60-58, 1 minute remaining. Lots of timeouts left. Kevin Pham waving them on. Haywood the Kozak. Right side now to Doerr. Off a pick. Looks down low. Now straight away Laughlin. Haywood. Haywood awaits. Haywood attacks. Inside. Blocking foul. The shot. It counted. We'll see if they count the basket. There's no way. He took another step. Oh my goodness. They're going to count it. That's bad. The blocking foul is on Aaron Berry. And they were more worried about to see if they were in agreement on the blocking foul to see then if the shot went in. We're tied at 60. Haywood will shoot the free throw to make it a one-point game in favor of Merced. Simpson has lots of timeouts left. He knocks down the free throw. 61-60. Left. It is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break. Wow. We'll be back. 43.7 seconds to go. 61-60. Merced with the lead on KCNR 1460.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR Shasta Reading.
61-60, 43 seconds remaining. Simpson trailing by one. Lots of timeouts left on both sides. Simpson has four. Merced has two. Jalen Cooper brings it across the midcourt logo for Simpson. Cooper feeds the John Manzon. Back door. Berry. Hangs in the air. Oh, his shot is blocked. No foul. And now Moss fouls on the defensive rebound. Wow. The foul is on B. Moss. Still plenty of time left. The next foul will put him in the penalty. Tion Martin in, Blake Trent out. And Todd Franklin is going to call a timeout. Wow. I can't believe a no foul call there. There's been a couple questionable calls here down the stretch. And none of them benefiting Simpson. Three timeouts still left for the Red Hawks. JT Branch will come in. And it will be very interesting to see what happens here in the final 30 seconds. Still so much time truly left. With all the timeouts, there's going to be a lot of fouls, I would imagine. Both teams are in the bonus. Simpson will be in the double bonus. And as Todd Franklin's talking to his team, they're going to try to put on a press here and maybe get an easy steal and a bucket. Making sure that the ball is still on the baseline here. It looks like it will be. Simpson is shooting 45%. We take a look at the free throw numbers. Merced is just 3 of 7 tonight. If Ronnie Kozak is the guy to catch the ball, they got to foul him. He's 1 of 4 this evening. Arguably Merced's worst free throw shooter. That would be the guy you want to keep your eye on. Haywood has missed one. I mean, there's a small sample size, so it's hard to tell. But Kozak, who is not going to be in the game here wisely by Kevin Pham because of his 4 free throw shooting. 61-60. JT Branch will be on the ball. As they're going to try and deny and get a trap here. Inbound, and it's to Seth Cobb. Goes up the floor to Cottrell. He's fouled across the timeline. 5 seconds ticked off. And now they'll shoot the one and ones. 26.5 seconds remaining. Blake Trent in for Simpson. Martin out. Haywood. Or check that. Cinco Adore. So it will be Jonah Cottrell, who literally just checked in for free throws at the line, to shoot the front end of the one and one. And now I'm trying to figure out what the pause is for here.